Here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. Only on Indonesia Today. From Jakarta, here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. Only on Indonesia Today.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesian Ministry of Transportation is developing an electronic enforcement system to prevent illegal levies in freight transportation and address the issue of over-dimension and overloaded vehicles. Director General of Land Transportation at the Ministry, Aan Suhanan, stated, the Ministry is currently modernizing its vehicle weighing equipment as part of efforts to implement an automated enforcement system. The statement was made in Jakarta on Friday. Moving on to Ministry of Communication and Digital Affairs, which is exploring collaboration opportunities to strengthen the digital ecosystem, particularly in data centers, artificial intelligence, and digital connectivity. Minister of Communication and Digital Mutia Hafid stated in Jakarta on Friday, Indonesia is open to public-private partnerships to expand the development of the national data center. And that was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia. Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. It's 3 p.m. Western Indonesia time, so it means Indonesia Today is an entering broadcast on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, and also on RRI Net on RRI.co.id or UCTV. And with me, Rahma, your today's partner, and we are also broadcasting a special interview later on VOI Talks. So stay tuned on Indonesia Today.
Terang, gak ada perawan kebenaran. the mountainous region of East Java. Where Majapahit once stood. Largest ancient kingdom. Changing and opening slowly over hundreds of years. A historical city on the move. A celebration of remarkable heritage. Grandeur of the past. Wondrous ancient architecture. And the outstanding universal values behind. Where art absorbs the audience into colorful drama. Still, the exotic mesmerizes. Extraordinary feasts exhilarate. And bring us back to the land of the ancient mountains. A myriad of outdoor adventures. In exceptional panoramic nature. Exciting variety. This is a land of historical significance. Where the old days are celebrated. Local cuisine is cherished. Beyond the city. Preparing for a thrilling ride on the vast sea of sand. In Bromo. East Java. Wonderful Indonesia.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, welcome back to me, I'm the Faisal, at the program of Special Interview. Well, Palestinian people in Gaza are suffering. They are in trouble. They are living in catastrophe condition and situation. Many people around the world, all countries around the world, including Indonesia, condemn strictly the inhuman action done by Israel. And they also send their assistance such as food, clothes, medicine, and many more. And to know more about the serious attention, support, as well as what should the Indonesian government do for Palestine, here with us, there is member of House of Representatives, as well as President of Prosperous Justice Party, Bapak Dr. Haji Al-Muzamil Yusuf. Assalamualaikum, Pak Muzamil.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
How are you today, Pak Muzamil?
Fine, alhamdulillah, fine. Thank you.
It's nice to see you today.
Nice to see you too.
Well, I believe that in your busy activities, you are still able to do your daily activities at your best every day.
Yes, alhamdulillah.
So, Pak Muzamil, we know that Indonesia has always voiced strong support for Palestinian independence. Yes. And from your perspective, how should Indonesia's role evolve today as the situation becomes more critical and even it is getting worse?
Yes, thank you, Faisal. Indonesia has very clear standpoint. As a government, as a parliament, as a people, because we have at least four reasons for that.
Four reasons.
Firstly, it's mentioned in preamble of our constitution that Indonesia always support any nation who struggle for their independence. Mm-hmm. And we against any colonialism. And this point is clear. We support the struggle of Palestinian people. Secondly, the speech of our first president, Sukarno. When he mentioned about Palestine, that Indonesia will always be with Palestine until Palestine get their independence. So if not, we don't want to have any relation with Israel. That's the standpoint of our President Sukarno. The third point, if we look at the Pancasila, the article number 2, that's mentioned kemanusiaan yang adil beradab, or humanity based on justice and ethic, or it's nowadays situation is very clear. The situation what you mentioned about people in Palestine today. And fourth, of course, because the Indonesian people, majority of them, 85% they are Muslim. So they have a relation religiously. So at least these four reasons make them very big attention for the issue of Palestine. And we are as a party, as a member of parliament also, as Justice Party, we are also part of Islamic movement. So as a humanitarian movement or the Islamic movement, we support this issue. Together with the Indonesian government and parliament and Indonesian people.
Okay, well, Pak Muzamil, we know that more than 50,000 of Palestinian people died because of the genocide done by Israel. And we know that our president, Prabowo Subianto, has also mentioned and also continuously his attention and support for Palestine. So how do you see about the perspective or view of our president, including to support Palestine?
The issue of Palestine, you know, involve a big major countries. So we as a government, we cannot do alone. We have to work together with any countries, any leaders, and also regional forum, international forum, to speak up about the issue of Palestine. That's I think why we from the parliament in IPU, we talked in IPU, Interparliamentary Union, and also in government and UN, they talk also the issue in OIC, Islamic Conference. Also, we talk about the issue. So, I think this big issue, we have, you know, work together with all the power who, you know, who support the Palestinian people, who support the morality and humanity. We cannot do alone with this big issue.
Including voices this year to what you call that OKI or Islamic Organization Cooperation. Okay, so Pak Muzamil, we know that some people of Indonesia also really expect Indonesian government could do more diplomatically. Yeah. So what kind of steps do you propose for Indonesian government for this?
Yeah, I can give you the example. When there was a meeting IPU, Inter-Parliamentary Union, in 2008, the meeting will be held in Bali. And Israel become a member of IPU. When they would come to that meeting, we made a, you know, caucus of parliament of Indonesia.
Mm-hmm.
We give a protest to them. Also supported also by Indonesian activists.
Okay.
So after that, they could not participate in that meeting. And the second also in ASEAN level, our member, he is the head of inter-parliamentary body, or we call BKSAP. He also made the activity now, make the issue of Palestine become the issue of ASEAN.
Okay.
Yeah. We supported, we collect together the humanitarian aids, not only Indonesia and Malaysia, but Singapore also support this issue and Thailand also. Mm. So it's not the issue of Muslim or Islam. It's the issue of humanitarian. Yeah. That's what we try to do. As a country, also, as a government also, when the issue in Gaza in 2010, the problem with health people in Gaza, we built the hospital. We came to the Gaza as a member of parliament with the head of parliament, Pak Marzuki Ali, and the groundbreaking of the hospital, we come together at that event. That's, I think, the level of a government, the level of parliament, and the level of society. I heard from my friend in parliament, 300 NGO from Indonesia participate for the support for Palestine. Yeah, now 300. Yeah, so not only government, parliament, but Indonesian people also try to do their best to support the struggle of Palestine.
Well, sir, I'm really, really interested in what you said before about the involvement of activists.
You
know that many Indonesian people, they such demonstrate and even they gather in many places such as in Depok, in Bekasi, maybe in Surabaya, Jakarta. Yeah. They gather together, collected money and many, many more. So how do you see about this?
What I mentioned to you that Indonesian government, Indonesian people, Indonesian parliament, we have the moral support to Palestine started from our constitution.
Yes.
Yeah. It mentioned in our constitution to support any country that try to get their independence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And secondly, I talked to you that our Pancasila, we talk about kemanusiaan yang adil dan beradab, humanity based on justice and the ethic. And the historical speech of President Sukarno is now still mentioned how he support the Palestine and we also the his role in you know Asia Africa conference in 1955 so if we look at the people now is I think is the you know the togetherness of government, parliament, and people, the support of Palestine is become our, you know, our identity in the international relation.
Okay. Muzamil, in your opinion, so what does justice for Palestine truly mean in today's context? And how can political parties contribute to that global beyond the statement?
Of course, the for Palestine people, the best what they hope is independence. Yeah, live in secure, in peace, and the right to return to the country. That's the hope of Palestine people. So we as a party, we try to support this, but it's not the issue of party. It's the issue of a nation, all nation. No one party can do themselves. So we as PKS, we try to, I told you that a caucus Palestine we established 2006, we initiative to establish Caucus Palestine in 2006. And alhamdulillah, all the parties come together, become the member of this. So the movement to support Palestine now in parliament coming from the all parties, not Islam parties, national parties, all the parties, they come together to support Palestine.
Well, the youth and public Indonesia show strong solidarity with Palestine. And how are political parties such PKS working to keep this public concern alive and also meaningful?
According to the youth, just a week ago, in 12th of July, 3 days ago, we held the youth conference to support Palestine in Bandung. They celebrate for the 70 years of non-aligned or Asia-Pacific conference in Bandung.
Okay.
So they speak up, the youth, 160 youths come together. This is the initiative of PKS through the inter-parliamentary body in parliament. That according to the youths. Yeah. The other aspect that you said before, that they collect the donation.
Okay.
And the, you know, big, really big demonstration, majority of them, they are young people of Indonesia. So this issue, who participate in this issue, not only government and parliament, but also, I mean, the street people, ordinary people, you know, they give donations. Sometimes the woman took the ring, they put, it's very touchy. I think is will give the good impact for human solidarity, but not only Islamic solidarity, but human solidarity, because the demonstration not only in Indonesia or Islamic country, in Europe and America, they do the same thing like we do in Indonesia, and a big rally for the Palestine.
So do you also expect about such the donation, maybe for many people, especially in Muslim,
It's actually according to the donation, what we donate is not a big.
Yes.
2002, before I became a member of parliament, 2002 I went to Syria, to Lebanon, to the population of Palestine who stay in refugee of Palestine, who stay in Damascus and in Lebanon. Actually, we gave the donation. It's not big, but the value of not because of the amount of the money, but the sympathy of Indonesia is very big meaning for them. Yeah.
Okay, sir. If I'm not mistaken, we have also already heard about the plan of Indonesian government in bringing or taking some Palestinian people to stay in Indonesia. How do you see this?
Pak Prabowo mentioned maybe month or 2 months before, to bring 1,000 injured people, ill people of Palestine from Gaza. I think that's good. It's a humanitarian issue, because the problem of hospital in Gaza, and the hospital also maybe in Egypt must. So, but is the idea is not working until now?
Okay,
not happened until now. But the idea is I support it. We should support Palestine through many aspects, include the healthy or hospital, and also Indonesian government. Now in Indonesia, we have many scholarship for the student from Gaza and West Bank.
Yes,
I met them a week before, and I met them also in my area in Lampung. I'm a member representing the Lampung. I met them, three students from that area, some from Maluku, and almost all area of campus in Indonesia, there are a student of Palestine. I think it's good, good effort from Indonesian government to support Palestine to the education and to the health aspect.
Yes, that's correct, sir, what you said before about many Palestinian people. They also start getting scholarship.
Now
they are studying at Universitas Pertahanan.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Pertahanan. It's many Palestine students study there, yeah.
Okay. So, sir, the implementation of the planning of Indonesian government to take them to stay in Indonesia, it hasn't been implemented, I mean.
Yeah.
So, do you have maybe such recommendation or such expectation for government so that this must be implemented because this is a really good idea?
Yeah, it's now the issue is, you know, is still discussed in some of them already in Egypt, some of them in Jordan, in Syria, because if you talk about the close country, it's not Indonesia, we are far away.
Yes.
So, of course, we hope Egypt, also Jordan and Syria can, you know, give the place for them because there's Lebanon, the surrounding area. And I heard also the Turkeys, they also opened the opportunity. We are as Indonesian parliament, Indonesian government, can also open the opportunity for the... Actually, I talked with the student, and they talked with me that please give us priority for our family. When President Prabowo talked about 1,000 people from Gaza, they talked to me and they came to the Commission 13. I'm not in Commission 13.
Uh-huh.
They came there yesterday. They talked there. Please give priority to our family to make us study, you know, enjoy to study in Asia.
Yes.
If not, they will think too much about the family in Gaza. Mm. Yeah, I think that's the effort of Prabowo. I support that,
sir. As a Muslim and even as a member of Parliament, are you optimistic that Palestine will be free?
Look, we got our independence after 350 years in Dutch colonialism and 3.5 years from Japan. So, look at this now situation. I will say Palestine maybe is not short-term solution. It will take long-term. So, be prepared for Indonesian Muslim world and our brother in Palestine. Just prepare for the long struggle. Yeah, any nation who took the part, struggle and resistance will be honored for any countries. So that's what I can say to our brother and Palestine. Of course, by the support of Muslim society, Muslim countries, and all the world who, you know, care with the humanitarian problem in Palestine.
Okay, let's come to final question. Yeah. Pak Muzamil, maybe do you have any messages, especially for Palestinian people?
We pray. I talk with in many places about our sister and brother in Palestine. We as Indonesian parliament, government, people will do firstly diplomacy effort. Secondly, for financial, what we can support with them. Thirdly, the awareness of people. We talk about the issue to with the people. And fourthly, of course, we, you know, it's mentioned in our constitution, Indonesia will firm with Palestine struggle forever until Palestine get their independence.
All right. Thank you, Pak Muzamil, for the time to join this special interview today.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay, well, finally, that's our special interview with Dr. Al-Muzamil Yusuf as member of Indonesia's House of Representatives and also president of Prosperous Justice Party. I'm Al Faisal. Thank you very much and have a nice day.
Voice of Indonesia.
RRA Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Perhatikan sikapmu, jalan pikiranmu buatku ragu. Tak mungkin ini tetap bertahan. Perlahan mimpi terasa mengganggu. Ku coba untuk terus menjauh. Perlahan hati ku terbelenggu. Ku coba untuk lanjutkan hidup. Bukan tempat untuk hentikan langkahku. Usai sudah semua berlalu. Biar hujan menghapus jejakmu. Terus melangkah melupakanmu. Lelah hati perhatikan sikapmu. Jalan pikiranmu buatku ragu. Tak mungkin ini tetap bertahan. Perlahan mimpi terasa mengganggu. Ku coba untuk terus menjauh. Perlahan hatiku terbelenggu. Ku coba untuk lanjutkan hidup. Engkau bukanlah segalaku. Bukan tempat untuk hentikan langkahku. Usai sudah semua berlalu. Biar hujan menghapus jejakmu. Lepaskan segalanya. Lepaskan segalanya. Engkau bukanlah segalaku. Bukan tempat untuk hentikan langkahku. Usai sudah semua berlalu. Biar hujan menghapus jejakmu. Engkau bukanlah segalaku. Bukan tempat untuk hentikan langkahku.
Kelana sendiri mempunyai karakter atau gambaran.
Kelana Mas itself is a character of image of an arrogant man. His movement will firm, show strength, power, and intelligence and selfish. Kelana is the peak of final human phase, but here we live under the sky where there is another above us.
Manusia yang paling akhir. Tapi di sini bahwa kita hidup di atas langit, ada langit lagi.
Katmini, or better known as Nani, is the 13th generation heir of Palimanan Dance Mask. The spirit to preserve and introduce Palimanan Dance Mask is still burning through her veins, although her age doesn't say the same. But is the next generation or the heir of this mask dance have to be direct descendants of her?
Ya, kan orang lain kan kadang bisa aja
well,
ya.
Well, other people tapi is fine, ya, but who is dulunya. His or her kan teacher? Fanny is my daughter and I taught her how to dance. If the case is like me, I'm not a direct descendant of Nisuji. The terms is Nazap. Because the name of the heir is from provincial's level and regency, there is a certificate for that. The maestro title also comes from province. We as the heir have to be clear, there have to be the next generation who learned it. There is an activity.
Ada kegiatannya. Ya, ini ketawa, Pak. Ketawa, oke, itu.
How is the process of searching for the heir?
Ya, kita kan cari ini ya, Mbak. Apa ya? Ibaratnya kan yang mau melestarikan.
Well, we are searching for someone who want to preserve it. Sometimes somebody learned it here, but they develop other mass dance. So I don't want to take him or her as the heir. Except like Atan here, he is my nephew, and as the heir and the next generation of Palimanan mass dance, he have to develop Palimanan mass dance, not other dance. If he did it, I would cross him out of the heir list. What is it for, right?
Tari lainnya, saya coret. Buat apa gitu loh?
Searching for the heir that has a big will to preserve the mass dance is not easy. Fanny Indriani is one of the heir that has a simple thinking. She just want to dance just like her friends.
Mungkin kan waktu kecil mah males gitu, masih maunya main.
Maybe when I was a little girl, I was so lazy because I just want to play. If my mother teach dance to the elementary school, I will come with her. One day, I want to learn how to dance the mass dance because I want to participate in a competition. So I joined the practice.
Terus Fanny latihan sama mama sama teman-teman juga.
As an heir and the next generation of the mass dance, Fanny also have a wonderful experience, like welcoming a president at the Keraton Nusantara Festival in 2014.
Ya, waktu itu festival.
It was the Keraton Nusantara Festival in Sunyaragi, and I was dancing and welcoming the president.
Terus Fanny, ya, nyambut Bapak Presiden itu di situ.
Mass dance is a form of art that is rich in culture and traditions. Describes human character and guts in several stories. Also, a medium that connect people with teaching and mythology that lives in their culture. Preserving it is the way how mass dance can survive from technology blast that hits young generation today.
Ya, karena ingin melestarikan kebudayaan.
Because I want to preserve Cirebon culture, specifically Palimanan mass dance, and we as the youth have to have the spirit to preserve it so it will not be extinct.
Kesenian Cirebon itu tidak punah.
Music, dance, art performances from Indonesia and abroad, only on The Session. Every Saturday, 9:15 Jakarta time, only on Voice of Indonesia.
Pertama ku langsung jatuh cinta, walau ku tahu kau ada pemiliknya. Tapi ku tak dapat membohongi hati nurani ini. menghindari gejolak cinta ini.
Let's go.
Maka izinkanlah aku
mencintaimu,
atau bolehkanlah aku sekedar
sayang padamu.
Maka maafkan jika aku
mencintaimu,
atau biarkan ku mengharap kau sayang padaku.
Look how strong.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Look how I love
you. Memang serupa salah rasanya tertusuk pada cinta. Apalagi ku juga ada pemiliknya. Tak dapat membohongi hati nurani ini. Tak dapat menghindari apa gejolak
cinta ini.
Maka izinkanlah aku. Atau bolehkanlah ku sekedar sayang padamu. Maka maafkan jika ku
mencintaimu,
atau biarkan ku mengharap kau sayang
padamu.
We defeated.
Maka isinkan tapi ku tak dapat membohongi hati nurani. Ku tak dapat menghindari, tolong, gejolak mencintaimu, atau bolehkanlah ku sekedar sayang padamu. Maka maafkan jika ku
mencintaimu,
atau biarkan ku mengharap kau
sayang padamu.
Sekali lagi.
Maka izinkanlah aku
mencintaimu,
atau bolehkah ku sekedar, atau maafkan jika ku hanya ingin mencintaimu, atau biarkan ku mengharap kau
sayang padamu.
Terima kasih kerja semuanya.
Voice of Indonesia.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Yes, indeed, it's time for us to come home, but we are signing out only from RRiNet. Cause on voinews.id and RRi Digital mobile app, we keep on airing till the next 1 hour. So I'm Rahma signing out from Indonesia today on RRiNet, and I'll see you in another interesting edition of Indonesia Today broadcast every 3 p.m. Western Indonesia time on RRiNet. Bye!
For joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRiNet.
A mesmerizing getaway. A holy sanctuary. Fading culture, sublimely sacred, yet also excitingly profane. The ultimate paradise. Luxurious escapade. Here you have some of the hippest spots on the planet. Release your inhibitions for an adventure of a lifetime. Whether you fancy the beach or golf, just love food served exotically. Or adrenaline rushes. Enjoy oases of tranquility. Where pampering is art perfected. Mysteriously festive. Tourism with its own history. Branded hospitality. The ultimate travel destination and more.
Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. The governments of Indonesia and France have held a dialogue in Paris to strengthen bilateral cooperation across various sectors, especially in the creative economy and culture. Minister Tengku Rifki Harsyah, as the Creative Economy Minister noted in a press release on Friday, this meeting reflects Indonesia's commitment to advancing the creative economy as a tool of cultural and economic diplomacy under President Prabowo Subianto's administration. Thailand Philippines Ambassador to Indonesia, Prapandisiatat, emphasized the important role of culture in strengthening the relationship between the two countries. He delivered this message during the celebration of the 75th anniversary of diplomatic relations between Indonesia and Thailand, held in Jakarta on Thursday evening, July 17, 2025. According to him, the artistic